Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Brendan.
We've got a very special guest.
A returning guest for a special episode. We got Sam Moreno here on returning.
In the studio.
In studio.
I'm back, baby.
He flew all the way from San Francisco for this.
Flew all the way in honor of my birthday.
Yes, happy birthday. We're on, by the time you're listening to this, Dan is 40 years old.
4-0, baby.
Yeah.
We were reminiscing about my 30th birthday that you remember.
Yeah, at Bedlam in the East Village.
Is that still with us or is it RIP?
I don't know. I think it was owned by Anderson Cooper's boyfriend, who he's now sharing a family with.
Sharing a family.
Oh, that's who that is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Also owner of Atlas Social Club.
We've got so much to get to, but we've already gotten to a ton in the pre-show. Sam has been catching us up on what he's into. We talked a little bit about Atlanta as well, Big Brother, a bonus episode of like the iconic girls who come onto the scene and they like, they're not the OGs, but they feel like one.
People who came in later seasons, but felt like they were
always
fitting
there
with the OGs. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So
you've got a bonus episode of the iconic girls.
So I don't know if it's a Patreon for that, but there's some rumblings going on over in Jersey.
Yeah.
Big stuff. So Page Six has an update, and like this is late breaking news. Like I didn't even know this latest stuff. The headline right now is Jennifer Aiden and Danielle Cabral back to filming Ronge after fight caused suspension. Mm-hmm. You may be asking yourself, what fight caused what suspension?
What's the tea?
What's the tea? So let me rewind. There was an event hosted by Teresa Giudice on September 21st where the fight went down. So as previously reported on Page Six, the ladies got into a heated exchange, which turned physical, where an insider told Page Six that Jennifer pushed Danielle during an argument and Danielle retaliated by crumpling her plastic cup and hurling it towards Jennifer's face, drawing blood.
Wow.
Another source assured us Aiden sustained nothing more than a scratch when Cabral threw her a drink. The former did not receive medical attention on site. A separate production insider emphasized Jennifer only pushed Danielle because Danielle got in her face. So updates since then, we know that there's been a book release, meet and greet signing event
at Bookends in Ridgewood, New Jersey,
hosted by one Jackie Goldschneider.
Well, I mean, she was the guest of honor.
Guest of honor, releasing her book, also appeared on Watch Robins Live this week
with Heather Gay.
With Heather Gay, probably like the a pairing of two fans of the show, I would say. Sam, how are you feeling about all this news coming out of New Jersey right now?
So this is riveting stuff. It's interesting that it's Jennifer versus Danielle, because famously they were both allies at the end. But I think that we saw the cracks are forming when Danielle realized that Jennifer and Teresa set her up at that last party.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't good. They also are two hotheads. Mm. I will say the initial report I heard was that Danielle broke a glass over Jen's head. So I'm glad that that is not actually what happened.
Yeah.
Supposedly, we actually don't know. But
It's interesting because Danielle last season, like if it's fight or flight, Danielle was flights.
But I think that's because she knew she's so close to the edge.
Yeah.
Like the boiling point.
I worry about her.
I do too. And especially like from one Staten Island girl to another, I know how the Staten Island girls can get.
Yeah.
So it's concerning.
My official take or like my public opinion on is violence is never the answer.
Yeah.
But my more true and honest with myself is talk shit, get hit. So I like understand where Danielle is coming from. I'm just being honest. Because like if you
Sam's
push,
words don't represent this podcast.
Come from a place of honesty.
Again, as just on the record, I do not contend violence.
Yeah.
It's also just interesting. I think the most interesting part of this story is actually the Jackie Goldschneider of it all.
Mm.
Because who else was in attendance at her little bookends book party? Teresa and Gia, Giudice.
Famously, what if I said that she does coke in the bathroom? Like, we've now crossed that bridge.
And Jen Aiden. So... And when she was on Watch What Happens Live, she said the person she's not getting along with the most is her bestie, Margaret Josephs.
Really?
And, Sam, I don't know if you know this. There was a clip that came out of a hot mic moment with Zia Melis saying, Jackie's so annoying, she wants to be invited to every event.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jackie Goldschneider sent her tomato?
Jackie Goldschneider? She's snatching the tomato back.
I've always been... is there a name for Jackie fans? But
I don't know.
We'll figure out one.
Yeah.
But I've always been on board with Jackie.
Golden Retrievers now.
Golden Retrievers. You know, here's the thing. Jackie, I love her. I think she's great. I think she's normal. I think she has a brain. But like, I watch her on Watch Happens Live. Like, we're still... a little uncomfortable, like a half decade in being on Watch Women's Live.
Yeah.
You know, like she just doesn't have like the natural housewife in her.
But also Watch Women's Live is
because
like
she was a fan.
You are performing a little bit more, I feel like, in that.
Yeah,
whereas like
you gotta play the game.
But even on the show.
But we have to remember she out the gate fought with Teresa.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so but the fights like, were we have to admit the fights were always awkward.
Well, yeah.
On Jackie's part.
Yeah.
I love her. I love her too.
No, like she seems like a normal person that like we can go get dinner and like have an intelligent conversation. But like that's actually strange to be on New Jersey Housewives.
Yeah, Huffington Post blogger. Let's not forget
a writer girl.
Her and Nora Ephron.
So I mean, her and Zia. That's something.
That's crazy.
Something good.
Oh.
Which, I mean, I think speaks to, like, the unraveling of the image of Melissa even more so. Because as much as, like, Teresa, I think neither of them looked good last season. Yeah. And, like, but I still think the general public's opinion is that Trey is wrong and Melissa's right.
Yeah.
But I think we're starting to see cracks in that facade.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, adding to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one last tidbit from Watch Women's Live, Jackie said... like, I think Andy was asking, or maybe even Heather Gay, like, oh, like, Teresa versus Melissa. And Jackie's like, that's not even the story this season at all. Like, they're just not talking to each other. And, like, the story's not focused on them. Which I think is, like, exciting.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah. That's what we've wanted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of things we wanted, we wanted Lindsay Hubbard to have a really good time on her bachelorette party, which we talked about last week
a little bit. Yeah, she's a queen for that.
But I will say... I think Dan was actually the first person to discover this. Mm-hmm. He put his little detective hat on.
Oh, yeah.
And Lindsay Hubbard's bachelorette party was sponsored and planned by Batch Boss, which is the company owned by one Avery Singer, daughter of Ramona.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was like the whole thing. It also might have been like a collaboration with Bahamar, like the hotel.
Yeah.
Because like I think, then I heard some verbiage of like the boat day was put on by Batch Boss.
Sure.
So maybe like their involvement was limited to that. But either way, there was an Avery Singer installation as part of this trip.
Yeah. Also fun that Bahamar is where they filmed The View from last summer.
Yes.
It all full circle.
Some tidbits from Bachelorette that we did not know, like as we were recording last week. We've got Danielle, obviously. Mm-hmm. We've got Gabby, who's also main cast this season again. Mm-hmm. We've got Sam, who's not main cast.
Interesting.
And we've got Jackie, I think her name is Schulman, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
From season one, who like was not even a full time season one. She would like showed up the second half of the season, but was
like was from LA.
She was like, I think her job was fitness, not fitness model, but like she has like the fitness body that like they just put the clothes on her a fit model. Yeah. So that's interesting. But like, so we went from like radio silence with Hub to like a statement here, a statement there, to this like relentless Bachelorette party content, which has been like.
Here's the thing: if you have deals,
then
you have
She's
to gotta
post. Make the money.
Yeah, you gotta post. Yeah.
The rent's not paying itself.
Exactly. Sam, what do you think about Avery Singer?
young woman,
beautiful gowns. I don't have a lot to say about Avery Singer, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she's not a fan of lesbos.
Well, she was...
No, she simply pointed out we got lesbos in the house.
Yeah, she was just identifying. She wasn't saying, like, is it good, is it bad? We're just like...
She just has a keen eye.
I'm pretty sure the next sentence was, that's gross.
Probably, yeah.
I was going to go, speaking of lesbos, but no. Let's go over to just... Dan was shaking earlier today.
Well, I mean, there was just like a moment that happened on the internet that was most pleasing to this eye, where a video is shared on like an Instagram story of Christina Aguilera in conversation with Candace Dillard Bassett.
Yeah, it wasn't like we're taking a photo together and walking away. It's like we're talking.
We're talking about the girls.
We are both in the music industry.
Okay.
And we have to catch up.
I'm hoping for a collab. I mean, we're due for both a Christina album and a Candace album. So like maybe we get it one way or the other.
This, like, specifically, though, this event is so beyond come through queen coded that it almost is, like, laughable and too on the nose. And the fact that, like, this happened, it's, like, almost like it's a psyop. Like, they kind of don't believe that this is real.
There is a God.
Yeah, like,
and she's putting these two people together.
Like, heard Dan's cries.
Yeah.
Like. I mean, we know Christina's a Housewives girly.
True.
Friendship with Bethany, friendship with Erica Jane. I think there's like one or two other ones that she's got like her hooks in, but like, for us to be like musician to musician in this way is something special.
Yeah.
Wow. What a birthday treat for me.
Behind the music. You mentioned Bethany. Let's go to page six. Bethany Frankel blasts over the top Taylor Swift for acting like Travis Kelce's full-time football wife. So all the girls were talking this weekend.
Oh my God.
You couldn't turn anywhere without seeing Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
I'm turning on Spotify and there's like a tailgate playlist with like Taylor's face on it.
This is a great week to be on vacation.
Yes. I mean, I was on vacation. I was with family in Long Island. I look up and there's fucking Taylor Swift at the
Chiefs
game.
Well, you got the game on, of course.
Yeah, we had the game on at a restaurant. So after acknowledging in a Tuesday TikTok video. Wow, Bethany does TikTok? I didn't know. that she is, quote, not a Taylor Swift fan, but, quote, has tremendous respect for her. Frankel lambasted the singer for chumming with the athlete's mom, Donna Kelce, in the stands. Quote, it felt like the chia pet of a relationship. Like, just add water. Like, they were together for 10 years. Like, she's a full football wife. She literally looked like she had been in a serious relationship with this guy for decades. Bethany pointed out that Taylor, quote, gets really into the guy she's with. Wow, unique thought. before calling NFL fans wary of newcomers. She explained, it took a long time for Giselle to be a football wife to Tom Brady. Football fans are very tricky. They like loyalists. They like ride or die. They're not interested in people coming for a short ride. Anyways, so how does Bethany know the psyche of NFL fans?
Because Bethany knows it all.
Yeah, if you want to know it, come to her, and she'll tell you. I actually, like, you got to give it to her. Like, she's just relentless in terms of, she knows, like, we will talk about this. Not that, like, we, but, like,
Page Six,
we the people will talk about it.
Yeah, and then we'll talk about it. Yeah. Because it's annoying, but it's, like, it is what it is.
It's just, like, what's happening in the news. Like, she's, like, Wendy Hot Topics, like, in her little stupid TikTok.
I know.
And I also think, too, like, this plays into, like, not to get too much into the actual Taylor of it all, like, story, but, like, the media that goes around who Taylor Swift is dating is really just a way for other people to, like, get, like, more clicks and notoriety off of it.
Sure.
Like, there was a whole rumor that she was dating a Formula One driver, Fernando Alonso, and, like, it became, like, a huge thing in the Formula One world.
Ooh.
And,
like,
there was a part of that world?
I'm a big Formula One fan.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Pay attention, police.
What is Formula One?
Formula One is...
It's like it's a lab experiment.
It's car racing. Okay. It's international car racing. Go Ferrari.
I thought you were just like into like The Simpsons and cheese.
Brendan just like eyes went big. Like, but anyways, what I was saying is that there was no basis for them to actually be dating. This is like is actually her out like. Clearly, she has some involvement with this guy.
Yeah.
Well, and, like, let her be happy.
Also publicly asked her out.
It's just... Good.
Yeah. Like, he, like, went viral for, like, asking Taylor Swift on a date because he went to the Eras tour and he wanted to give her, like, one of those stupid little bracelets.
Friendship
I'm actually
bracelet.
Wearing
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. It makes you feel
it
sick.
It says cunt.
Wait, did, like, a random child give you, a C bracelet?
Don't call Caroline a random child.
Oh my God. I can't believe like you're serving C right now.
I've been serving C for months.
I haven't noticed.
Literally since like June. I've traveled with you with this on. Yeah.
I never noticed you serving C.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow. New revelations left and right on this episode of Come Through Queen.
Well, I didn't know you were into former like whatever.
Bethany.
Okay, so Bethany... Not enough ridiculousness to make it to our freak of the week, but close.
Yeah, we got something special there.
Shall we get to our shows?
Shall we?
Let's go to Roni.
Oh. I'm actually glad to like get this out of the way.
Okay. I will say they did invent the Housewives using giant LEDs, which will come in handy for OC.
Yeah, we were testing out the tech.
Yes.
Okay. I was high on Roni for a while, and then I didn't like the episodes I missed, and then to have to like do this one, my first full one back, I'm like want to run in the other direction.
Yeah, I mean let's not be like psycho. It's bad, but it's not like
I'm curious why you think it's bad.
Okay, well, first of all, I actually like revisited it today just to like maybe
make sure
I wasn't in the right space. Yeah. This was supersized. Like, <what? Okay. laughs> like, why did we supersize? We needed more of this. Okay. It's bad because, like, I'm all for, like, us getting in disagreements and arguments. Like, I also missed pretty much a good chunk of the OC vacation while I was away and caught up on that this weekend. And that is some of the best vacation work we've done. So, like, to have... the Roni airing at the same time and also the same time as Salt Lake City, which is fine comedic work. Like there's just like nothing special about this Roni trip. If anything, I wish we went back to the Hamptons or something.
Yeah. I think I was thinking about it and I usually like don't like, let's get some activities going, but maybe we need like some more activities or something. I felt like we were in this fucking go-karts like forever. Zipping around.
We need to keep the girls busy. Like we're, I don't know what we're doing. Okay, so we're picking up this episode with the sunglass snatch. Now, while watching this, it awoken something in me. I forgot that something like this happened to me once, and I was Uba. I was Uba hot.
Unpack that. Okay, do you want to lay down or are you therapy?
So when I was, I forgot this happened. When I was in college, I was like hanging out with like these two girls in their dorm room.
Name them.
Stop. and like this was back in the prehistoric days where I had a little flip phone and I couldn't find it, but I knew I brought it into the dorm, that their room with me. So I'm like losing my mind, like looking for it. And I'm like, you guys like have it. Like it didn't like fly out of my hands and they're like playing dumb or something. And I'm like, I need my phone. Like this is like this. It's different from like the iPhone days. Like your life is in your phone now. Right. But like when you're in college, like I don't think I had a landline.
Right.
Like
it's your phone.
How am I like getting in touch with like my? I'm like Uber. Like I gotta check. I mean, I wasn't like checking with my family every night, but I was like, this is crazy. Like, and it's not even my phone. Like my parents gave me this phone. Like what? I'm gonna tell them like. These girls stole my phone. What am I doing here? So I was so angry. And like, they actually like kept it for a week. Like,
oh, that's insane. I would have filed a police report. I would have filed a police report.
And like, I didn't talk to them for months, I'm remembering. And then like, eventually, like maybe one of them I like got on better terms with. But I was like, I was so angry. And like, Brendan, you have seen me sometimes angry.
Yeah, scary.
So like, I can relate to... the Uba situation. But then I guess what was frustrating watching it was like, okay, you got it back. Like, I don't know what you want.
So, okay. So here's my take on that. So I think that Uba is probably someone who she clearly is like pretty level headed, but then when she goes, she goes. And I think she has a hard time like pulling herself back. And I think her reasons for being upset are valid. And the fact that like she doesn't have a, like, she needs to connect with her family who does not live. Anyways, I think the bigger problem that I have with all of this, like, as a whole, is that pranks aren't funny. Pranks are, like, what people who aren't funny do to try and be funny. Yeah. So it's,
Ashton Kutcher.
It's just, like, it's just, like, loser behavior.
Yeah.
So, like, Uba throws Aaron in the pool.
Which is the lamest thing.
Is lame. It's also just, like, Aaron could have been really pissed off about that. But then... The way that she goes back to get her back, it doesn't, like, they're not the same thing. And
well, also, actually pushing someone in the pool could, like, destroy your phone if it's on you,
Right. I just think, like, this is all...
Stupid.
I also think that, like, if I were... Sai, to me, is actually a bigger culprit in this, in that Sai knew that Aaron had the phone and pretended to help look with Uba for like 10 minutes and then told her, oh, Aaron has your phone. So it's like everyone just looks bad in this situation.
Yeah. The only person I enjoyed this episode was Jessel.
Yeah. Which I've come around on Jessel.
Oh my God. I'm Jessel pilled.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, like the image of her just like standing in the hot tub texting.
Adding to the notes.
The list.
I appreciate Jenna and I get what she's trying. I get her like trying to like be the one person that Aaron has, but it's also like, it's a no win situation.
But also she's realizing like, why am I here? Like we're running off to the bedroom to do work. Like,
Yeah.
Like she clearly doesn't need to be doing this work. She just is sick of these women.
I mean, relatable on vacation. Yeah. Hello.
Oh,
alone time.
I felt like Bryn kind of was on the way to being a voice of reason and then jumped out the fucking window when she starts bringing up the like stuff with Aaron again.
Oh my God.
Well, because she got like too drunk. She was like,
and again, they need some activities to fill out their day and not just hang out and drink.
Yeah.
Well, that plus like the Jenna thing is so like her flirting with Jenna so hard is so corny to me.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I think it's funny.
I'm I'm like tired of that. Sai has been annoying me. To Sai's benefit, I'll say, if I had to say one nice thing about her, is like she's pretty good at the confessional, but like it's the live action stuff that she's so bad at.
Mm-hmm.
Sai is the one who I would be okay if she didn't come back next year.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I would want them all back.
But we need like Brooklyn representation. Mm-hmm. Allison Roman.
Allison Roman. Get more. Yeah. What else?
I mean, there wasn't much to this episode aside from that big fight.
Yeah.
We hung out with Elvis. We did the. What's the thing where you go under the stick?
A limbo.
Limbo. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was the revelation. We kind of touched on it, the revelation about Jessel's list. About Erin. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that like she makes a list. Like she starts a list when like someone kind of like does her dirty.
Yeah.
Which is a very interesting like personality trait of Jessel that I appreciate because what it told me about her is that she's actually more aware than she like lets on.
Yeah.
And she's like picking up on all the little things. And she actually is giving Erin the benefit of the doubt because she doesn't really bring it out until Bryn tells her, Erin thinks you're a dumbass. It says you're a dumbass and thinks you're the dumbest person in the group.
I did think it was interesting. Jenna was the one who kind of exposed the list to Erin because she assumed that it would have been talked about when all the girls were in the hot tub. And I think it was Sai did Jenna solid and said that the list is actually about everyone and not just Erin.
Yeah, that was good cover up.
Yeah.
Also, Jenna's kind of the bone carrier, though, this season, too. If you look back on it...
But like, accidentally.
Yeah, I don't think it's, like, an intentional thing.
Yeah,
but
she's not Sheree.
But what if she, like...
Could we see the two of them in conversation? I would love to see.
Fashion girlies. Sorry, I was, like, yelling this mic. Reboot fashion queens.
I just, like, don't... I don't think Jenna... I don't think Jenna's long for this world.
Yeah. Though she loves the attention.
She does.
Yeah.
She's really milking it. And she's dating that new woman. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Who, like, I mean, like, when I clicked on Cass Bird or whatever her name is, like, every queer woman I know
literally
was already following her.
I was
like, okay.
Well, I'm glad to be home next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. This wasn't for me.
That's okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
We chug on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Go on. Shall we go to Salt Lake City?
Yeah, let's go to Salt Lake and Palm Springs.
My God. Okay, I know we're not like recapping old episodes, but I just need to circle back to like the girls picking out each other's outfits. And like when you told me that like Lisa was upset about it, like I really couldn't understand because like all the still imagery I had seen and like the clips, I'm like, she looks so beautiful.
It's like me talking about Heather DeBro.
And it's like, and little did I know, all thanks to this one glammy girl. This trip like has all the ingredients of me not liking it, but it's actually so good.
It's Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is camp. And the fact that they brought us to Trixie Motel to do this was great. And the fact that Trixie's in it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're also like, if you go to Trixie Motel's Instagram, they're like product placement, like everything. It's perfect.
Like the imagery of them just like having little one-on-one conversations in this like cartoon that they are staying at. It's like, it's actually a cartoon. The colors are like, the colors have never been so vibrant on a Housewives show.
I know. And actually, like, shout out to Trixie's boyfriend or partner, husband or whatever, David, who actually is doing great scene work.
Great scene work.
When he was with Angie K. And he basically laughed her face. First oh, like, you're making your own t-shirt.
Yeah. How sad. That's so sad.
I mean,
that's why you need gay people.
That's why you need gay people.
I mean, if anything, the last episode also spoke to that as well with the staff at the dinner.
Yes.
Our security guard. Okay. So we're doing trust exercises.
With Cliff.
Seemed like a nice guy.
That name Cliff, not one you hear a lot.
Mary.
Shout out to Cliff.
Mary M. In the Sprinter van. Like, she's not going to build trust with this group.
And just like her sitting there, like commenting, oh, that sign says hump. Usually it says bump.
Like, I would be normally angry that someone is not participating, but like, it's actually a callback to like season one Mary, because it's like Mary wasn't with them when they went on their little mini trips. Like, she was in the closet.
I would pay for a Mary M. Cosby one woman show, limited run on Broadway, or I'd fly to London for the West End.
I mean, you can just join her church.
Like, didn't it close?
I thought there was like the lost scene of like
Jen Shah and Heather outside after that season after Mary was gone.
Yeah, maybe. And I think maybe Jenny filmed with them.
Yeah, they just scrub it.
They cut it.
Weird.
Yeah.
I only wrote a couple notes about Salt Lake City. And one of the ones they have is that at what moment did Mary decide I'm out? Like, what? Because it had to have been on this trip. Yeah. Because she's done after this, correct?
Yeah. I remember when this was being like leaked out, like what's going on. I thought it was like literally they're going into like the gay bar and she didn't want to go. Like the where we end the scene with. And I thought she was just like, no, I don't want to go and I'm done. Like, I thought it was like, I'm done that night. But like, we're kind of just like.
She seemed fine. She got McDonald's.
Yeah. Like, it seemed more just like, once again, I don't want to hang out with my guest members.
But at that point, it seems like it she's in like the space where like her obligation is to be there, but she like is just kind of along for the ride, because like,
yeah,
I think that like maybe it was like a conversation maybe with Whitney or something that where she just was like, this is like, she had to have made that choice.
It's just like wild. They're using her so much in confessionals and her solo scene so much that we're just going to drop off a cliff.
I know, like for her to just be gone.
It's very Angie Harrington, her first season.
When
you got that.
Yeah, blip. When she disappeared, yeah.
Justice for.
And like the fact that Angie K has to carry the K around because Angie H once existed. Like, she can't just be Angie.
No, that's like iconic. That's why this show is camp.
I will say.
The K is camp.
I will say, so I'd written about this before and I had talked about it with Kai on Kai's podcast, Plugging Another Podcast.
I'll be on this week.
Ordering off the menu with Kai, find out on Patreon. But Salt Lake City is like, if David Lynch made a Real House, it's so extreme of like what it is, but also so absurd. Like the drag of it all, this episode,
those
women looked insane. And there was some acknowledgement that they looked insane, but then there's also some acknowledgement like, no, this is just normal. Like their world that they build their own world.
Yeah.
It's.
I had a major problem with Whitney and Monica. Wig work because both of them, you could see their hair in the front. They need to pull down the wigs a little more.
But that's like the fun of it is like, we're not there yet, you know, we're like getting there.
But Heather's wig was laid.
Yeah.
So
I thought Heather should have won the pageant.
I did too, until she said, I have the pride flag skirt. And I was like, that's too pandering.
Yeah.
Ally. I will say, I don't know who made up the drag names, if it was the girls or producers, but Anita Invite
Oh.
Brilliant.
Anita Invite, the only good thing Angie K has done.
Yeah. Heather's drag name was stupid. Dolly's Pride. Like,
that's a little corn in the cob.
Yeah, like...
Little girl.
Little girl.
Little girl goes down.
That made me stand up.
Okay. Lisa Barlow's mental breakdown for having to participate in this activity.
So good.
It's like, we thought you only had one hot mic moment on you. No.
She truly... Sometimes she seems like a normal person, but then sometimes she's like alien from outer space. This was alien from outer space.
Is it weird that I kind of see her point?
For the case of Lisa Barlow, her attorney, Sam Moreno.
Okay, so it's very contextual with the fact that like she did go out in that outfit the night before, and she did look like a fucking Looney Tune.
But it's Palm Springs.
No, for sure. But I think that was her being like, okay, like I'm in, I'm playing. Whitney sprung. If Whitney had told them that this was going to be something they were going to do, I feel like Lisa would have been able to like pivot and like make it work so that she still seemed like she was participating in some
maybe
sort of
like
way.
Practice at home.
Or she would have just been like, I'm still gonna have my glam. Like clearly
have
producers.
Glam come in and have them do the drag makeup.
Well, that's the whole point is like they wouldn't let her use her glam for the drag makeup.
But she eventually did though, I think.
Well, yeah, because she complained enough producers were kind of like, throw their hands up. So she's so upset that she's not gonna want to do any sort of like extreme makeup. Like I could see Lisa Barlow in another world like doing some like, I don't know, like dramatic like eye thing or something. Like not full drag, but playing into it. I also think that like if you want to look a certain way on camera, you should be able to look a certain way on camera. Like,
But here's the thing. This is your job, and this is a task that your job is giving you. So do it.
A task that Whitney Rose is giving you.
Well, sometimes Whitney Rose is the boss.
Mm. All right. You unlocked something in me that I just remembered that I wanted to bring up. The little like flashback that they added in New York of like Uber being upset with Jenna that she wasn't informed this is a filming.
That was fascinating.
That was fast, especially because like the girls are kind of like, it's a little like Heather Dubrowian, like they're all kind of like bowing to Jenna a little bit. And like Uber was like, no.
That also reminds you too. I want to just say, I really need to try Uber Hot. And Uber, if you are listening, I would love to do, some brand consulting with your Uber Hot to get you into brick and mortars. Cause DTC is great. But I think that you would make more money if you actually got into some shoppy shops.
Yeah. Well, brick and mortar.
Yeah. I love brick and mortar. Okay. One other thing back to Lisa Barlow's breakdown. I feel like it was like very important and telling that it was Meredith who was summoned as like emotional support. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what's really going on here?
They've been each other's emotional support animals this entire trip. Because remember when Lisa was summoned for Meredith?
Yes.
And it was Meredith saying like you were a good sport from last night. Yeah.
And like, also that also fits the narrative because Whitney went over Meredith's head for this event.
Yeah.
Though what was Meredith's plan for the night? Do you think?
Meredith should not be in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially like it really made no sense. Like it feels like Whitney and Trixie actually not like. No one's actually friends, but like they feel more friendly than Trixie and Meredith feel.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, Meredith hasn't been on Trixie's little makeup show.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, I'm sorry, if you're in the Trixie Motel and you can utilize having Trixie actually show up in drag and interact with y'all, like that's kind of the point.
That's a producer right there, little girl. Okay. Now, we got to shift focus to Monica. Who, if you listen to our bonus episode, we really acknowledge as like coming in here and feeling at home. The fact that like she participated in this challenge with a stun gun, and then we go in the little sprinter van and she's like fighting for her life for her snowflake.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Like a naturalness about her. And she's fighting against this one girl who had the opportunity to practice for a whole year, Angie K. And she could barely get her words together.
Angie K.
Angie K. We're in the middle of a fight, and then like Monica's like, no, hold on one second. Lisa, I just got to say to you that you don't know what you've done to me. Crying about your $60,000 ring is really hurtful for what I'm going through right now.
But like, what? Okay, not to be a Lisa Barlow fan, but like, like if it was if the shoe was on the other foot and Lisa was like, "Oh, it's okay, I'll just get another one," yeah, Monica would have been mad
too.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. Right. But like, she's yes-anding whatever she's
of course,
being
yeah, improv queen. Yeah.
I mean, I do that. This is where I kind of like start to turn a little bit on Lisa. I do think that Lisa. I mean, Lisa literally said that normal people have $60,000 rings.
Oh yeah,
like she said middle class people, yeah, yeah. Which is so bananas. But I kind of love that not bananas.
You need that.
But I understand what Maya's saying. I want to shout out though the editors though when they did the previously on for this mm-hmm. episode, and they really narrowed in on the Monica buying the bag, the $5,000 bag, and gave it the most dramatic, drawn out music. And I was like, oh, this is foreshadowing, it's gonna come back.
Yeah.
And then Lisa Barlow's like, when I saw you last time, you had a $5,000 Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like it built on that beautiful story so well.
Yeah. Lisa is like the queen of high low though. Like she has the $60,000 ring, but then when we're going to the trust fall practice or whatever, she's like carrying the bag of Doritos just like onto the bus.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Also, Lisa, I don't know if she's like got someone tweeting for her, but she's tweeting like funny things. Like she tweeted the photos of her three sisters.
Oh, yes.
And wrote all of like, this is like talking about like, I guess like understanding a woman's struggle or whatever. And she says, all of my sisters are divorced and single. They all have full custody and provide for their families. And it's like the three sisters. Last night I was brushing my teeth and then I saw Cara Berry from the Everyone's Business But Mine podcast response. And Cara said, thanks for letting us know, queen. And I was like choking on my toothpaste and crying. Like at both Lisa and then Cara's response. It's like Lisa is just so unintentionally funny.
So stupid.
Oh my God. Okay. Now, little girl coming after Meredith about little child is like obviously like gonna be a misstep for little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like
little girl can't come for little child.
You can't come for little child. But like the point.
You want to talk about little child?
Do we talk about little child? But like the point is correct. But like you're not gonna win.
Yeah,
you're not gonna win.
Not that it's the wrong route. It's just.
But like everyone has something. Like you can't every time the going gets tough talk about all these people on the planet who are struggling.
A splitting headache that you've had for 2 days. That was my favorite.
The dinner that was served cold intentionally 2 weeks ago.
I did like that they were in the little strip of gay bars that I have been to just a week ago.
So please tell us.
So they, I didn't go to the one they were at, but across the way is Hunter's.
Okay.
And I was convincing my coworkers that it was owned by Hunter Biden.
Oh.
And then next door, speaking of Hunter Biden, was Dick's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Spent a lot of time in Dick's.
Okay. Okay.
And on them. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. But like them all like running around in circles in the bar.
I have to say that felt too chaotic for me. I couldn't land though, like on what was going on. And I loved it, but I just like needed some more clarity about who was fighting with who.
Yeah, I will say Meredith Marks not giving Angie K the time of day, just turning away from her. And like Meredith Marks, I'm disengaging as part of her brand.
Yeah.
But this was like, it felt so good for her to be disengaging from Angie K in that green wig.
Mm-hmm. And she was disengaging by turning to talk to Monica.
Yeah.
The new housewife who has just got here.
Exactly.
Angie's friend.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And they were both part of the Shaw squad in Jen Shaw's WAP video.
I know.
Okay. Oh, there was one more thing.
I have one more thing that when they are eating the charcuterie board and they're all sitting quietly in that room and Lisa says, Heather, are there dates on that? And she goes, yeah. And like, hands her a date. And she goes, Lisa, it's really weird to me that you like dates. I don't know why she felt the need to say that. It just felt funny to me.
Well, because we are used to seeing Lisa eat like Taco Bell.
Like a milkshake.
Yeah, but like, I don't know.
More great Mary Cosby work alone in the Sprinter asking to go to McDonald's. And her order was fish filet, six piece of chicken nuggets and a large fry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I love that the producers made her check the bag. Like, check the bag to make sure that there's everything in there.
Which, like, wasn't Mary giving Lisa shit about nutrients?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
So where are the nutrients?
Fish. Also, that bag was really big from McDonald's. Oh, yeah. And so to me,
they send them big these days.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks for
coming. Oh, this is what I was going to say. I was asking this around the group chats. Why does Meredith hate Angie Kay? Like, I thought maybe I like looked down at my phone for a minute and like, I don't think there's an actual answer outside of like, she said something rude at the reunion last year.
I think she said something rude at the reunion, but I think there was also, so supposedly Meredith has it on good authority that Angie either talked shit about her or said something along the lines of like, I will never be friends with Meredith Marks.
Interesting.
Which is like not a crime.
Right. Like, I also might be getting that mixed up where it's maybe Meredith said, I will never be friends with Angie Kay. And Angie Kay, I think, responded to that.
Okay.
My fan theory is Meredith is friends with Angie H and she's mad she didn't get the snowflake.
I said fan theory.
Wow.
I know. I think there's like fourth wall stuff that we're like not talking about, which I normally would be like upset about, but like,
who cares?
This is so funny. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, I'll just take it as a, like, I wasn't paying attention to what you're angry about.
Meredith is having an unintentionally amazing season.
A renaissance. Yeah. This is her renaissance world tour. Wow. Okay. I think that's Salt Lake City. And we have a finale for Orange County. Okay. We're at the finale. I do got to just acknowledge what I missed very quickly. This trip that I missed was so good. I can't even believe, I'm like sad that I wasn't, like, I'm sad that last week I could not speak intelligently about it.
Well, you could have watched it.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, for me to not be able to talk about Shannon Medore shrieking, thinking she's going to fall to her death in Tulum at this like restaurant with the netting, like thinking she has to step on the pillow and like the netting will not support her. That was so much fun. The Vicky running away, like, essentially.
This is so toxic.
Like, putting an end to Housewives. It was almost like it was like the series finale for all Housewives.
Vicky
shows.
Finally disengages.
Yeah.
Oh, what a trip. But okay, finale. It was actually like set up very classically. Like a lot of like personal storylines.
Yeah, we're tying up loose ends.
We're celebrating the women of the year.
We watched this all together. Us thinking, okay, Tamara's setting up to get
a cover shot
for a magazine nobody's ever heard about. And then
where the owner was like the previous cover model.
And some like little gay guy. And to find out that she is not the cover star, she is in a group of like 20 women nobody knows.
I mean, she was in the center, so we'll give her that.
Yes.
But
wait. Center white.
Oh, my God. What else do we got going on? Oh, we're in our rental with the DuBrows. We were worried, like, where are they going to land?
I know. And it's so funny. We've been in two rentals with them over the years. Mm. Like,
I liked their last rental.
It was...
I don't even remember.
It was where Heather kicked Shannon out.
I'm asking you to leave.
Okay, yeah.
Like we said, their taste for their homes is interesting.
It's a very like dark.
It's like
it's the Chanel classic, like all black.
Ooh, yeah.
But it like doesn't read.
Yeah,
anymore. It's like if they were Pokemon, not to be Dan, they'd be like. The rock Pokemon, you know, like Onyx.
Yeah, they'd be
is that
rock,
one.
It's like Brock's gym.
Yeah, it's giving Brock's gym.
It's giving Brock's gym. Yeah. Okay, we got them. We got, well, Heather's like kind of like doing one-on-one scenes she's with all the girls.
Well, because she's got to get everyone together.
Yeah. She's got to get the soldiers in line.
Yeah.
Round them up.
Round them up. One at a time.
So her one-on-one with Shannon didn't work. She could not bring that soldier over.
Yeah.
But I mean, her one-on-one with Gina, where...
Well, they come in like ready to like have a showdown. And then,
can
like,
we talk about
Gina
how
melts.
Good Heather looked walking into
oh,
that
my
scene.
God. She saved her chicest look for last.
She really did.
Chicest look, look snatch, and Gina's sitting there in like an oversized like American Apparel chiffon button-up.
And like boots from, not to steal Alex's joke, Spirit Halloween.
I mean, the sheer thing was like, was a nod to Lisa Barlow.
Yeah, really. And they had been at a Spirit Halloween or another Halloween store right, earlier. Right. Yeah.
Two for one, maybe.
When Jen walks up with Tamara.
Yeah.
Oh my God, like abused. Abused internationally by this woman and then like arm in arm with her.
Wearing like a Kimberly Bryant leopard print outfit.
Good callback.
The Tamara screaming at Jen Padronti, "You've had a lobotomy."
Does Tamara know what a lobotomy is?
I do think so. Because like, because Tamara actually put into words like what I could not understand about Jen Padronti.
Yeah, but Heather gets Gina together. I want to get to Jen because Jen does not have $5,000 to her name.
But we're door dashing for a family of 10 somehow with without $5,000.
Yeah, like that's $200 min.
Yeah, those door dashers.
But that's the money coming in and going out. Like she's not like $5,000.
She's the door dasher?
Yeah. I also just want to throw this out to the community because I said this to a friend and he looked at me like I was nuts.
Yeah.
Just sound off in the comments. Do you think that Jen looks like Kim Basinger?
I don't think I have like Kim Basinger like imprinted in my brain, okay. But I'm going to say like probably.
I'm just throwing it out to the community. There's one specific confessional look too where she has like a big swoop in her hair.
Ooh.
It's very Kim Basinger.
Yeah, Kim's known for her swoop.
Wow, yeah.
Anyways, sorry to derail.
Ireland Baldwin.
Oh my God, that little Baldwinita.
Is that
what they call themselves? Hilaria?
Oh, I didn't hear Baldwinito. I thought you were like saying something in Italian for like
una ragazza?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry you brought Larry into this somehow. I don't know.
Okay. We had like a sad Shannon, John Jansen like dinner, which like I want to remind you all, they broke up like a week after this.
Yeah.
Filmed.
She went on Jeff Lewis Live like the day after they broke up.
Yeah. Like Shannon always seems to be like scheduled for Jeff Lewis like...
Right
post crisis.
Yeah, right after tragedy strikes. She didn't show up last Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
unfortunately.
Thankfully for the legal advice of her team, I'm sure.
Do you, speaking of that, just for a second, do you think she'll be back next year?
Well, here's the thing. The timing of these shows, like, it normally picks up like within a month after reunion. Like, I would think she should wrap up this court case before she films anything again.
But where's the cash? That's because like she doesn't have any other form of.
But like, if she's filming, then like the court case won't see the filming or the right.
I think it could even like. I think even the act of filming could be used against her. Anything you say can and will be.
But like to Sam's point, but like that's her job.
The argument would be
course.
That it's her
it's
job.
Your
but
job.
Yeah, I think that there's like, it's one of those kind of like gray area things where it's like she might have to do it, but it's not going to look good. And if she does do it, then she has to be like very, very careful about everything that comes out of her mouth and also to what her castmates say.
Yeah.
And that's where I think the bigger risk is.
Yeah. You can't control other people.
Because you can't control, especially someone like they're friends now, but like Tamara, like that's terrifying.
Oh yeah. I already know. Like if she comes back to filming, I know what Tamara's going to do. She's going to act like a support system at first. Then she's going to slowly turn against her. And by the end of the season, middle of the season, she's going to full on attack Shannon.
Well, I don't like this thing that occurred kind of hurts Tamara's
business.
Business.
Yeah.
Because, like,
The Tres Amigas.
I'm sure they would have gone on like a world tour as the Tres Amigas.
Yeah, or at least to like
a blessing.
The Irving Improv or whatever. Yeah, Irvine yeah. Improv. Over the weekend, it came out that allegedly like authorities are investigating the Archie Bador of it all.
The AC, the whatever the animal association.
Animal control.
Yeah.
Investigating Shannon.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Which is.
Wow. Okay. Is there anything else we need to like wrap up before we get to the Three Ring Circus?
No, I mean like the sit down with Gina was the big thing where we did get a cameo from Teddy Mellencamp.
Mm.
Important.
Did we get any Emily wrap up or?
I don't think so.
She was at the chiropractor with Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
That was just like a Lucy and Ethel comedy
those
moment.
Flopping around.
Yeah.
I've been to the chiropractor, and it is, you do like see your life flash before your eyes, truly.
I've been to the chiropractor, but for a different reason.
How many reasons are there?
We don't have to go into it. Oh. Anyways, let's go to the last party.
Okay, this is as hosted by Gina Kirschneider.
Which, like, did she get a, like, student loan?
I think it's like a stipend.
Yeah, a stipend to host this party?
Yeah. There's no way she's hosting this.
I mean, like, the space was bigger than her home.
It was like, but it was like, not that this was like one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life, but this was like a serious party.
It was a production. We had people on those stilts.
Yeah.
One thing that like is kind of coming to me now that I'm thinking about this is I wonder if, because it seems like housewives are required to throw at least like one major event. Especially in OC, each season, it seems like each person has an event that they do. I wonder if that's built into like how they're paid, and that like they get a stipend from Bravo in their pay. That's like this would be your amount to host a party.
Except
and then if you go above it, like Heather Dubrow is not going to use that stipend. She's going to go to Nobu.
Yeah. I would think like I'd be afraid that if it's tied to payment, like. I'm going to, like, have you at my house and keep the money.
Yeah. You know I'll buy a Domino's pizza.
I mean, it's probably allocated, like, you have to spend this money on a party.
Okay, yeah.
Then that's, like...
Sure.
That's just...
I would love to get to the bottom of that.
I really want to get the contracts.
Yeah. What would you dress up as to a circus party?
Let me think. What would I dress up as?
You know how elephants are at the circus and they, like, poop a lot? I would dress up as a pile of poop, and my partner would be the elephant.
Really sick. That's so sick.
I did think Jen looked quite cute as like the lion.
Yeah, very cute.
But you don't have the mane that she does, unfortunately.
But Travis doesn't have the mane, and he was a cute lion.
I don't know. I would probably do trapeze.
Oh,
so trapeze. That's kind of what Heather does.
Kind of like Heather.
Heather adjacent.
Yeah.
Maybe be a clown.
You are a clown.
And then a clown will come back and play. okay. So it's like we have to talk about Taylor. There's no choice but.
Wow.
It was actually like in a way like the timing was great that before this aired, we got the like the dirtiest reunion moment to like prepare us for this.
I kind of felt it was like a happy version
of Taylor's and Suitcase.
Of us at Camille's house in Colorado.
I want to go home.
Yeah.
It's just like she's so different, like when she's like this.
Yeah.
Oof. Okay.
What I will say about that with her and Gina is that I really identified with Gina in that moment because there's something about being the only sober person at a party. Mm-hmm. You always get stuck with the drunkest person.
Yeah.
And it can be really annoying, but it can also be really fucking fun. Yeah. And I think Gina chose to have fun with it.
Yeah, I forgot that Gina wasn't drinking. That was like earlier in the season.
She's California sober.
Oh, yes.
What's that? Weed?
She smokes weed. Yeah.
Okay.
No alcohol.
Okay, so we got that. And then we got, like, truly a masterful performance by Heather Dubrow, who's done, like, excellent work all season. But to, like, really bring it together, like, in the final scene, that is a... As a pro.
It was like watching a video game where you're going through the different bosses.
Oh, my God.
And then you get to the final boss.
The final boss.
And
this evil clown.
And she... and she destroyed. She... What did the kids say? She tore?
She ate.
She cleared.
She ate. She cleared.
She cleared the boss.
Yeah.
Tamara was like Bowser, like on that stupid little bridge. And then Heather Dubrow in her little acrobatic outfit jumped over Bowser, got the axe, chopped the bridge down... And Tamara fell into the lava.
Tamara was already weak coming into that final fight, though. Yeah, she didn't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah. She was flustered.
Out of practice.
Yeah. Sam said, like, when we were watching it, if she had a drink, she would have thrown it because she was getting desperate. Yeah, yeah, she was flailing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That was so much fun. Usually, like, these, like, little end parties are just could be, like, go out like a little wet fart sometimes.
Yeah. OC ones, though, tend to have their moments.
They tend to have their moments.
They
invented the moments.
Well, I mean, when Tamara's in her prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we did get the flashback of the wine toss this episode.
I mean, that the music that they still use.
It's so good.
Like, it's just so funny to me.
The, like, little, like,
Pioneer Woman
guitar music. Moments. Like, you're on Catalina Island or something, and someone's just playing you something.
It should be titled Gina Keough's Melody, or like Last Dance. Gina Keough's Last Dance. Because it's her in the kitchen.
The Ballad of Gina Keough.
God, I wish they would bring back, like, her introing the season. Oh, yeah.
Her introing, like, the floppiest flop season is actually Gina Keough-ian.
But have you seen the scene that they used that music for with Gina Keough? Joe Gunn posts it all the time. Oh. And it's her literally, like, closing up shop in her kitchen, like, putting away, like, a cake pan and, like, wiping down the counters. And it's just that music.
Wow.
It's art.
We have to talk about Reunion.
Oh. So chic.
I mean, the looks are crisp and bright. The contrast is turned up.
Heather Dubrow looks amazing.
Heather Dubrow serving.
I will say, y'all were going on about Jen's look, and I was like, y'all are crazy. Because we had only seen...
Can you circle back?
We had only seen standing photos of her, and she looked unwell. It's a sitting dress.
Well, I mean, if Dr. Wendy Osefo will tell you anything, you got to consider the sitting.
You even noted the Wendy of it all with this photo. I think she just looked good to me as, like, a whole thing.
Yeah.
With her Teddy Mellencamp hair?
I get where you're coming from, but that's not what I think she's doing. But my best dressed is Emily.
Emily is looking... real good.
She looks okay.
We got everyone on the left side giving half up, half down.
I mean, we've got Shannon Bedore giving Erica Jane.
So the problem with here's the problem with Shannon Bedore. It's like the Shannon Bedore that should be here got, like, stuck in a time warp and was actually in last season's reunion. Because, like, that one would have fit perfectly here.
Yeah.
Okay, but also I'm like more you gotta, like, stick to Jen Padrani for a minute. Like, actually, if she did something crazy with her hair, it would look crazy with the dress.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to let the dress speak.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the dress speaks, and it's not great.
Okay, speaking to me. The LED... Oh, I want to say OLED. This is OLED.
I think what this is, people online are saying this is the volume, which is used in productions like Marvel and The Mandalorian.
Oh my God.
And obviously, I don't think it's probably, like, the budget of those, but it looks so good.
I feel like I'm outside.
We are outside.
Oh yeah, we are outside. What am I talking about? We are outside. It is shocking, because usually, like, an Orange County set is like a Floppiana set.
Yeah. Not many memorable sets. Except for the one time Brooks accidentally walked up the fake stairs.
Like, if anything memorable for being bad, remember, like, that like Bronwyn Kelly Dodd season where we're, like, on the stage?
Yeah.
What are we doing on the stage?
Social distancing.
Okay, so we know it's probably gonna be two parts, but, like,
we're in an era of two-part reunions, and I think that's okay. Less is more. We're in a recession. We need to save.
Mm.
There's inflation happening.
True, true, true.
Yeah. But you get more bang for your buck.
Exactly.
With three episodes, though. I don't know. I can't wait. This was truly a season for the books.
Winner, loser of the season.
Mm. Well, winner, chicken dinner, obviously... Heather Dubrow.
Heather Dubrow, fucking Super Mario Brothers herself.
Like, with the mushroom.
What about you, Sam? Winner, and then we'll do loser.
I'm actually going to go with Jen.
Oh!
I think she had a tough first season, but I think she will be back.
She made a name for herself.
I think she held her own in a way that is not... She saved herself. Well, she like sacrificed herself in order to like the long game.
It's actually like she held her own by playing dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She held her own by getting a lobotomy.
It's like they tell you like when the bear is like coming in and like attacking, like to just like sit still.
Yeah.
Like don't act like another predator.
Yeah.
Because then it'll come and bite your face off.
Yeah. Good advice for going to the Eagle. My winner's obviously Heather DeBrow. Loser. Was there one?
I don't know if there was a loser this season, really.
Yeah. Mine would be kicking a dog when they're down, so I don't.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Shannon.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
John Jansen, loser.
Shane Simpson, fucking dork, loser.
He actually had a good season.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he like stood there and said a couple lines.
He said a couple lines.
He didn't get himself in trouble. Yeah. The man, like,
he won. Yeah. He won. Okay.
Should we move on to our little freaky and our little queenie?
Our freaky and our queenie. All right. Our freak of the week this week is one Tom Sandoval.
Parentheses complimentary.
Complimentary. Sometimes Freak of the Week is actually like, we're being nice to you. So Freak of the Week, Tom Sandoval, if you have not seen this, run and do not walk to the Tom Sandoval podcast trailer.
On TikTok. Or Reels or wherever.
On Instagram, on Twitter, on X, on everything, on Facebook, I'm sure. It is a work of art.
A masterpiece.
How did you do this, you little freak?
He took clips of the biggest celebrities in the world talking shit about him. So we've got...
Jennifer Lawrence.
Adele.
Amy Schumer. Matt Rogers.
Jerry O'Connell. the biggest stars in the world.
It like went down and down and down.
Alyssa Farah Griffin.
And it's just like beautifully cut. And then like comes out there... His little smug self. And I gotta say, like, I'm curious to listen.
And I will say, not that it's a competition, but he did release it the day that Ariana was getting all her praise for her first dance on Dancing with the Stars, which I did watch the dance. It was good.
Yeah, it was the Haley Steinfeld
Love Myself.
Yeah. I mean, she
and
could
she
dance.
wore a version of the reunion dress.
So like that to me, like I would say, save that, not episode one.
No, I think you
or
need
we're
to
getting
get
out of the way.
You need to get that the reference to Sir, I Love Myself, I'm Single Now, all out of the way. So then you can have your personal growth moment.
I see what you're saying.
And she was given the final dance of the night, which means that they view her as the one to watch, the biggest star.
Who's
bringing in all the ratings.
They want you to stick around.
Yeah.
And like, I will not stick around. Like, I'm not watching because it's 3 hours long.
I know, it's really long.
I'll watch who I want to watch.
Yeah, couldn't be me.
I do sometimes like watching their dances. Like Snooki.
We talk about this all the time. Snooki, the greatest performance of all time on Dancing with the Stars. Work, bitch. So good they brought her back to do it again a second time.
Yeah. Carol Baskin dancing to Roar in a lion suit.
Very Jen Padrantian.
Oh, there was a good one that I watch sometimes too. Adam Rippon dancing to Sissy That Walk. He won that season, too.
That was
too.
For gay rights, yeah.
Remember your viral Adam Rippon video?
That was his
Look
dream.
That up from Look back up. In 2018 or whatever.
Okay, our one true queen this week is... Hey, Bob. And it's not Shamia, but rather Julie Chen Moonves.
Hey, Bob.
She unveiled a bob last week on Big Brother that had the girls talking.
So it's like, forget about half up, half down. We're now in the era of Bob.
We're in the year of the Bob.
Like, I don't want to see one more goddamn half up, half down. If you're not wearing a bob, get the fuck out of here.
And it is a bold look to debut the week that you're promoting your book.
But first
God.
But now it says, but first Bob. I mean, she was a little nasty piece of work in that one interview. I think it was like maybe 60 minutes where like the interviewer was like trying to like ask like legitimate questions about the Les Moonves shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like Julie's being like nasty to her, like shutting it down. And like, it's so convenient. Like she can shut it down by just like being like, because now I love God.
And then, also like Julie, what's like
Juju supposed to say?
Like you used to be a journalist.
Yeah.
So you should
respect. Yeah.
But first Bob. Anyways, thank you, Sam Moreno. Where can people find you online?
Oh my God, Manager Expectations.
Oh yes, you can find me. I have a Substack, Manager Expectations. Substack.com. You can find it on the app. I should be posting more. You will soon have a fall watch guide of some of my favorite fall movies. I've done some of the last couple years, which like have a lot of those, and I'll link those to you. I'm trying to find some ones that maybe are not as common.
Under the radar.
And then you can also find me on...
You know what's a good movie for the fall? Age of Adeline.
Oh, okay. Under advisement. And you can also find me on Instagram, Hamburglar Thought. The O in Thought is a zero.
You can find Jamie Missy featured on Grid.
On Grid.
Oh, you can find Sam at any Formula One race.
Cheering from the stands.
Yeah, I love Formula One.
Love it. Wow. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me. I really do feel like I'm like the Jennifer Gilber of the Come Through Queen community.
Oh, a good person to be. My favorite friend of.
Wow, AP's going to report on it. There's a new housewife in town. Okay. Wow. Head on over to Come Through Queen for everything. Links, ba-da-da-dee-dee. Like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.
See ya come through, Queen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.